Welcome back, everybody, to episode 3 of the Brady and Ascend podcast. Today's guest was Brian May from Asus. You may know him. He runs the TikTok Asus account and a couple other socials for Asus. And in this episode, we just talked to him about his job and what he does. This was an extremely cool and interesting podcast. I'm sorry about the microphone quality. We have really no way to improve this, but I hope you understand. But without further ado, I hope you enjoy the podcast.
Yeah. Hello. My name is Brian May. Thank you for the introduction. It is an honor to be on the show. It's really funny. Unfortunately, I've been stuck in many Call of Duty Zombies games with both of you. It's been miserable. It's been exhausting. So the fact that we're in this podcast together already is very heartwarming. So thanks for letting me come on. What did I do before this? So I actually used to flip burgers at In-N-Out. Yeah. I worked at In-N-Out. And going into my summer, like, I was finishing up high school, was getting ready to go to school, and I got an awesome opportunity to go make CPUs in Sweden. So I worked in a lab, basically like working on wafer tech, and I helped write a process on how they de-scum wafers in a laboratory. It was in Sweden, in Stockholm, and I spent that whole summer there, like, rewriting a process how they are produced. With a team of another, like, intern, his name is Benji, awesome guy. But from there, I went back to school, coming from Sweden, and then I actually worked the front desk at Asus for about a year. I was a receptionist.
So, the factory in Sweden, was it like a belt line
no.
production? Okay,
no,
so putting together AMD.
Yeah, pretty much. So we made CPUs. And, like, my process was taking them from the batch wafer. So, like, all the wafers, which is basically the CPUs, would take that disk and then take it out, examine it under a microscope, and say, here's where it failed, why, and how we can improve it.
Ah, so it was, like, troubleshooting.
Pretty much, yeah.
I didn't even know this.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Right out
of high school, you went to Sweden.
Mm-hmm. I actually went to Japan first, but... That's a different story. Yeah.
Fun in Japan. So you went, was In-N-Out before this?
Yeah, In-N-Out was before this. So in high school, from 3 years, 16 to 18. Woo-hoo. Yep.
Jeez Louise. Because you were in California for a while.
Yeah, actually, I left California not too long ago. I'm in the great state of Texas now. Very happy. New apartment, you know, life is good. I think I'm also joined today by a sleeping husky.
The dog
knocked out. The dog, yeah, just knocked out. So, you know, great company. Life is very good here. Very happy.
Absolutely. I bet you're glad to be in close range of fallen foe. I know that's a.
Yeah, he's about a stone's throw away from me. So,
you know, when's the meetup?
Like, yeah, you know, I don't know. I love Fallen, man. He's a great guy. I gotta meet up with him. Too close.
Brian, let's start off with a kind of personal opinionated question like, what are your thoughts on the current state of the tech side of TikTok? And I've asked every one of our guests this, and they've all had different answers, so I'm interested to see what you have to say from, like, a company standpoint.
Yeah, you know, like, every time I post something or, like, do this, it has to go through approvals and whatnot, but I'm really lucky to have, like, a team, right, of people that are really supportive of the things that I do or, like, the decisions I want to make on social media. But when it comes to, like, the current state of tech talk, right, you guys had mentioned before how an influencer could possibly, you know, not have an influence over a product, right? Mm-hmm. That's actually false. Coming from a brand perspective, it is true. That individuals do have the ability to fluctuate sales, to fluctuate how things are talked about, how they're debated. So I come from a perspective that those do work. Like, that's why tech branding and companies are starting to market on TikTok, is because, one, over quarantine, you know, like, the only thing you guys did was sit on TikTok, because that's what I did.
Yeah.
You know, like, so for TikTok, a lot of it was like, oh man, like, how do we sell this stuff and relate to people, right? And I think that's what tech talk is so good at, is it's relatable, it's actually enjoyable, and it's fast-paced. So the current state of it, it's a little rough. Like, the algorithm is dog. Everything else is pretty rough, but when it comes to like actual company interaction and people posting, like when somebody takes a video of a GPU, right? Mm-hmm. Like that's awesome. I love seeing people get graphics cards, mm-hmm. you know, because for me personally, it's like, damn, like I waited outside Micro Center too. Like mm-hmm. people forget this a lot. It's like, I'm 21. Like I mm-hmm. am, you know, I'm still figuring this out, man. Like I grew up, you know, building PCs too. I didn't know squat. I wait outside Micro Center, you know, I'm not any special. Mm-hmm. But it's just really, really different with the way that tech talk operates.
Yeah.
I think it's just enjoyable. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like creating on it so much because like, I think I would have liked content creation back in like 5th, 6th grade, but like I don't think I would have the skill or editing skill to edit a full YouTube video, film it, and have it be decent quality and go somewhere and get like hundreds of thousands of views. On TikTok, if you like tech and you have a computer, you can pick up any phone and just film your computer and get hundreds of thousands of followers.
Yeah, it's
over
nuts.
Over a certain amount, it's crazy.
It's
so easy and quick as well.
A major part of this is short form entertainment because quarantine's really affected a lot of people's attention span.
Definitely,
100%.
How many people are going? You know, are gonna, when everything opens back up, go to a movie theater just for fun? Like, unless it's like I'm so excited for this movie, I've been waiting forever for it. You know, stuff like movies and long, long, long YouTube videos, I think are gonna start to be a little bit on the decline.
Dude, I cannot sit past a 10-minute YouTube video. Like, it's not an option.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, I totally understand why they exist. Like, it's old, and boomers do that. Like, I use boomer unironically, right? Like,
yeah.
A 10-minute YouTube video is fine in a sense. They can be entertaining, they can be good, whatever. But I don't have that attention span. I'm too young. I grew up with the ability to not have this. Like, I don't get it. I started posting for ASUS when I was 19. Like I didn't know what I was doing, but it was just like, I think I wanted to be relatable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what it was. Mm-hmm. Because I personally couldn't stand some of the stuff that other people were putting out or like something like that. And I'm like, well, what about people like me? You know, like, well, I don't think this, I just thought this was the best way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily, you know, it kind of came true. That it kind of was a great way to do it, that it was part of the future, that Gen Z is so underrated, you know, whether it comes to just the ability to create content, the ability to entertain, be unique, be intelligent, is something that people just automatically throw out the window, you know?
Yeah.
It's just, it's hard being our age.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's a reason, because you're one of the younger people that run like company TikTok accounts. It's really helped you develop more of a community around ASUS and like a community around you, especially another person, Coob. He does a great job too.
Yeah.
Everybody knows who Brian from ASUS is. Everybody knows who Coob is. It's just like you guys have built a community pretty well. Whereas some other companies that I won't name, they have way too many people trying to run the account, way too much professionalism.
Yeah.
And
yeah, way, even though way that too sounds much, yeah, good, they're too professional.
Mm-hmm. Even though that sounds good on paper, it's just not what TikTok's for.
Exactly. Like, you know, TikTok's motto is make videos, not ads, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So people fail to, you know, there's this old traditional thought of marketing. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, social media and content and marketing change every single day.
Mm-hmm.
We're just lucky to be on one of the biggest switches of all time.
Yeah.
And unfortunately it was COVID that set us off.
Yeah.
I want to talk about Coob real quick, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Coob, awesome guy. Love talking to him, play Call of Duty with him. He has been an absolute like inspiration for me, like personally. You know, like he was first, like did all of the big tech brand stuff, and he's going to be the first tech company to reach 1 million. That's an amazing achievement. And you know, the way that they paved the future for like tech marketing on TikTok, just in general, and the way that Gen Z reacts to that, like Peel series, like stuff like that. Incredible work. You know, they've just done such a great job.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
I think Steel Series has always been kind of ahead of the game. They were one of the first to do well on the app, and then they kind of set the standard for what to expect from a company when
it gave everyone else like an example of, hey, this is how we do it, and like they set an example.
Seriously.
And speaking of it, we all three have SteelSeries headsets.
Yeah, SteelSeries are all wearing overhated, but that's the point. Bro, everybody hates the SteelSeries headsets. They're good. I love mine.
Got mine for $90.
I'm not rocking with a wired headset. But anyways, anyways, yeah, but I think overall, you know, more short comedic marketing is where it's at nowadays, especially on TikTok. 100%. You can't.
But also, like, I think the greatest part about working for Asus ROG, right, is I actually like what we make, what we do, what we stand for, right? I think our company has like an amazing, like, just like our green policy, like the stuff that we treat with like e-waste and stuff. I think we do a great job. I think, you know, the way that we as a team have like reacted to things or like have treated situations has been amazing. Like, I'm so proud of the way that leadership in my company has like done things the way they have, because, you know, something sketchy will happen with a brand. I'm not saying who, but like, it's unbelievable to see like our commitment to like, hey, you know, like working with Linus Tech Tips, right, for Certified Gamer Program, right? Making sure gamers actually get these cards. It has been an amazing thing to work on. It makes me proud to do what I do, you know? People can get frustrated, you know, or hate on us, you know, I can't get a card, whatever. But I know people are working on that. And it's really, really good to work for a company that, you know, defends gamers. Because I'm talking a lot, but when people get mad, the first thing they do is like go to social media, take it out on somebody. It's so easy to do that.
They try to find someone to blame.
Yeah.
Because it's easy. Because there's almost no...
Blame Asus.usa.
Yeah, literally.
Blame Brian in his apartment.
Yeah.
So trying to do his job.
After you've seen, you know, we just heard, you love your job. And it's very apparent through the stuff that you guys make that you, you know, even though it goes through so many levels of approval, you can tell that you actually put effort into it. And that's something, you know, as one person running a company account, you don't see very often. But one, I assume, negative about your job is some of the comments for free stuff that every brand gets, but especially since the drop of the 30 series cards, can I get a free GPU? I know that's been a big one. How do you feel about those comments?
I understand it, you know. Like, it's the opportunity of what if, you know, like, this is how much time I have.
What
to
if he responds to my one out of 10 comments?
What if, you know, so I respect the hustle, you know, because when I was younger, I would do that too. I have done that.
Engagement.
So I guess it boosts the algorithm. I like to pull up the, you know, the Black Panther. We don't do that here. I've said that before. I understand it. I respect the hustle.
One thing that kind of sucks about TikTok, the algorithm, is I think most, this goes with any social media platform, is like comments and engagement boost the algorithm. So if you have a video where you have a very controversial or, I guess, bad, there's no bad opinion, but if you have like a bad take on something that's not true, that video will go viral.
Yeah.
That video will get views if you're wrong, because people are like, no, you're wrong. Stop. What are you doing? So it's kind of annoying whenever you get like hate comments. That video will just get more and more hate comments because it's going viral.
Hey.
Because like what, last week? Well, no, like 2 days ago, I got like a video with 3 million views. A lot of people that didn't know who I was commenting on that video. They were just roasting me. I mean, anything they could find about me, they're just picking me for. I'm like, relax.
That's what it is.
Talking about Xbox.
But that's one of the reasons why TikTok's like this, more of a toxic kind of all-around community, because, I mean, I bet I could scroll through 10 videos on my For You page right now, and, like, 6 of them would be negative.
Yeah, I don't think like, TikTok is toxic, because every time I post a video, and it's just, like, kind of goes out to my followers, a few For You page views, it's all chill. I mean, they're asking questions, I'm responding. Anytime it gets over a certain amount and gets out of TikTok, that's when the hate comments come in.
Yeah. Hate comments are usually, it's... Okay, I have seen a lot of people focus on the negatives, right? There are so many great comments that have made my day. Like somebody like once said, like, man, I'm so happy about this, what, X, Y, and Z. Thank you for making this product, whatever. I didn't do that, but you know, somebody who just got a ton of hate for trying to promote a product that I have nothing to do with, like, that makes my day. And I think a lot of people focus on the negatives, and that's, of course, easier said than done. Is to focus on the best parts of the comments or whatnot. But you guys personally, you two have amazing communities that both support you and love your content. You guys just don't realize it. You don't take the time to stop and think, man, I'm having an impact in what I'm doing. And I think that's so hard for creators to do when a hate comment is so loud, you know? So I encourage just creators, social media managers, like anyone on TikTok, right? Like, two, just put it away. Like, don't. It's so easy to walk away because I spent a year dealing with that. Mm-hmm. You know, of being like, what am I doing wrong? You know,
yeah.
What did I personally do? And a lot of the time, it wasn't me. It was out of my control. And it's the same thing for you guys too.
Mm-hmm. I mean, seriously, like 3 out of 100 hate comments can make you feel negative about the video. Like,
yeah. If you get 1,000 compliments and then one negative comment, you're gonna remember that one negative thing.
And right. It's one of the hardest things.
I think we're just wired that way. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what
some
I'm
people
saying.
Have been able to get past that. Right. I personally haven't. I've never been like truly affected by a comment. I just don't really care that much, to be honest.
I mean it's because it's so easy for them to say that.
It's easy to say I don't care, but in reality, sometimes I do.
Mm-hmm.
Like for me, like work from home has been extremely difficult, and it's the same thing for you guys, right? Where it's like you guys are doing your job. You guys are working. You may not think it, but you guys are creating content that inspires people, that changes how people buy products and whatnot. I think like the ability for work from home, right? It's like, all right, I'm going to go home and leave my work behind. I can't do that anymore. I can't. And it's been so hard for me. And over the last year, I've learned to like put that aside and remove myself from work and my personal life.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of experienced that problem like in early quarantine, like April, May, because then we didn't have any Zoom, no schedule. I get all my week's assignments on Sunday night. I would spend 4 hours on Sunday night just grinding those assignments because I couldn't separate home from school because I didn't have to go to school and learn. I could just do it all at once. And I'm the type of person, like, if I have something to do, I'm going to get it done as fast as I can so I get it over with. That quickly became a problem because I was just mentally draining myself, like, for 5 hours in a row just doing school.
I've never complained about being at home while doing this stuff because, if I'm being honest, Ascend, me and you wouldn't be where we are today if we were not at, if COVID never happened, we probably wouldn't be here.
Oh yeah, 100%.
I wouldn't be in my job either.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would be working at the front desk.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the numbers spiked for how many people were on their phone. Because what else did you have to do for year?
TikTok. Yeah.
And that's one of the main reasons for TikTok as a whole becoming a success instead of everything else.
Honestly, like, because I was at home. Like, I didn't go to school from, like this school year. I didn't go to school from August until, like, February. Those months were so easy and fast and, like, fun. Because I just sat at home and, like, made content and did school occasionally. Because it was easy. I mean, you're getting easy assignments in freshman year high school. It doesn't be hard. Yeah,
and
I enjoyed it, honestly.
Let's move on to a less, like, because we've been talking about tech and content. Let's go a little off topic here, as we do on this podcast. Brian, have you seen the beef between Logan and Jake Paul and Floyd Mayweather? Have you?
I'm not the biggest. I don't get involved in that stuff. The only reason why I like what the Pauls have done is they're marketing geniuses. Like, there are so many things that they have done right in a marketing perspective that it is like you gotta appreciate the fact that, man, they're really good marketers. Like, they sell their merch, they can, you know, got your hat, right?
Yeah.
I can see that and now people all think of that moment of getting punched, because getting punched by him was the best thing that happened to his career in the last 2 years.
Yeah, honestly.
So I mean, they're marketing geniuses. Like, it's so impressive what they've built and what they've done. But, man, do they suck. You know, like, Pete Davidson's word. I hate those guys.
I watch Logan's podcast. It's called, like, Impulsive or something. He's a very chill guy. He's not, like, yelling at the camera like he did 4 years ago.
Right.
Like, doing all these cringe challenges. Jake, on the other hand, horrible. I don't like him at all. Logan,
but he's in your head for that. I mean, seriously.
I know exactly.
Yeah. He's done what he needs to do. I think he's trying to be likable anymore.
Didn't the president just call, or the former president call,
Jake Paul?
Right?
I saw that.
On Twitter.
What?
What is going?
What?
Is this real? What timeline are we in?
I didn't know that happened. I'll be honest here.
What? Yeah.
And he was.
It's just two people just trying to stay relevant.
I have no clue how it happened. I mean, I'm gonna be honest here. I don't know.
I mean, I can't believe it.
In what world would anyone ever expect Jake Paul and Donald Trump to be on a phone call? I mean, that just doesn't sound right.
Ultimate crossover.
It just doesn't. But
so, Brady, do you think Logan has any chance of winning?
Nah. I think he'll do. Right. I don't think it's going to be a first round knockout. The man has been retired for 4 years. I don't think it's happening.
He's what, 51-0?
Yeah, 51-0.
It's kind of hard.
You're wrong for that one.
It's kind of hard to judge. How can you say Logan didn't even come close to winning when the guy's undefeated? I don't think he's going to get defeated by a YouTuber. I mean, Logan is definitely bigger.
Imagine.
Freaking Floyd's hand is so fast. I watched videos the other day.
4 years ago.
Oh my gosh.
The dude's the same age as like.
Do you think LeBron, if LeBron stopped playing basketball for 4 years, would LeBron still be good at basketball? Yes.
Do you think Shaq is still good at basketball?
Yeah. Because the man, it's Shaq Diesel. The guy could stop. Like, he's still ripped, too. He's
Shaq
still doing his thing.
Over here.
Hey. Nickname back in. Okay, you know what? We're not going to talk about that. That was a dark point in my life.
What? And you want to go back to your nicknames and your previous lives?
Okay, you know what? I'll just say this on the podcast once, since we're 20 minutes in. So whoever's here, you get to hear this. Okay. In third grade, I was so large that my classmates called me Honey Bun Boy. And I got, bro, it's just wrong. Like, I was.
They violated you, bro.
Nah, I wasn't even that fat. I wasn't that fat. But you know. This it's fine. It's okay.
That never happened in my school. We never there's really some overweight kids. All right, no
chicken legs, calm it down. All right. What are some?
Okay, Honey Bun, Brian. Be freaking topics.
Okay,
Brian. Since we already talked about the state of TikTok, I consider streamer TikTok in a different standpoint. This is another question that we've asked all three of our guests so far, and that is thoughts on vibey streamer TikTok. This includes like POVs, guys, I've been grinding all this time, will it pay off? Like, what are your thoughts on those? overall,
I'm gonna skip this question. I know some people under that category, but in my personal opinion, actually, I'll revoke that previous statement.
All right,
I am entitled to my own opinion, and people find enjoyment in that. Some may not, some may find it fake, some might find it authentic. And the creators that I have spoken to or the ones that I currently talk to that do that, I do find them authentic. Mm-hmm. And that's a very select few. Now, there are people that have followed other people's examples and not done it well. Like, keep grinding. Like, a lot of the people that are actually grinding, you don't know. Mm-hmm. You know, like, or
they're not the ones making videos about it.
Okay, let's transition from streaming TikTok, right? Like, I get it. It's a whole different thing, but for somebody who's grinding, right? Like, let's talk about DePoets. That man has been grinding. Like, every single other week, he's got a new PC. He's working with a different company. And man, is he doing a great job. Mm-hmm. Because I love watching his stuff. Like,
he'll post like 10 videos a day. I enjoy all 10 of them.
Yeah.
They're all good videos.
From every single video.
And for his personality.
Yeah, exactly, too.
It's all him.
It's so authentic. Mm-hmm. And it's like, what can I do to be like that? Yeah. You know, like, I totally respect what he's doing. And like the way that for somebody that's much older and has a lot more experience in tech and stuff like that, coming to a platform like TikTok, I think he's done a job that has very few people have done, which is take this older perspective and integrate it into TikTok. Mm-hmm. And it's just been so fun to watch that or to like even work with that.
The way he does it is just, you know, I don't know. It's unique. He's built a community around his personality. Yeah. And,
a lot of people definitely, including myself, a lot of people look up to him, too. Like, I want to live like the poets.
I do.
He lives in Los Angeles, drives around his convertible, gets Starbucks, and makes videos about it. I mean, that is such a cool lifestyle.
I remember that, bro.
Yeah. And he's the coolest guy, man. you know, I think I was speaking with him on Friday, which was yesterday. Mm-hmm. So, dude, he's done some amazing work and he's going to keep doing great work. Yeah. I know lots of things coming from him.
You can tell he like genuinely enjoys like water cooling PCs and stuff like that, because
yeah,
he'll just take apart a perfectly good water cooled PC that took him hours to put together,
mm-hmm.
and then just take it all apart because he wants to change something.
And aside yeah. from his PC stuff, bro, he can take Sir Louis out on a walk and he's getting Sir like, and he yo he's doing that okay. video's not doing bad. It's just because people yeah. like him, you know. It's just yeah.
they fall for the poets.
Yeah,
they don't. They follow for a mix of the poets and some PC content mixed in, which is, you know, what everybody strives for people to want, like, their content for them. And I think he's done a great job of that mm-hmm. overall. But, oh, yeah, let me, since me and Ascend are under no, you know, we can say whatever we want because this is our podcast. In my personal opinion, yeah. I think some people like Low. And who else? Lowe's like set the standard for streamer TikTok.
I I've watched like every one of Lowe's videos just scrolling through for like an hour. I'm
Lowe's
not even kidding.
Great.
I do it all.
Lowe's done all, it
so high quality everything.
Mm-hmm. And
they were awesome.
He finds a way to make what he does like he could make a video on anything and people would watch it if it was low style. You know,
it's high quality, well thought out.
And it's
I think that's what a lot of people like about it.
He's a spoke with him yesterday. He's a great content creator, mm-hmm. Very in touch with what he's doing in his future, and we'll be doing some cool stuff with him soon too. So, really great guy. Again, he's in California too.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, just awesome guy.
Yeah, he's done great things for the streamer side of TikTok, like. And I've seen his stuff progress.
Set the example.
He was like the fourth person. When I had like 25K, he had 10K, and he zoomed past me in like 2 weeks. Like he just went like 100K in a month maybe, and it was ridiculous. And he's been pretty much steady growth. I saw him. He hasn't been posting as much recently, but you know, it's always a good day when Low posts, which is you know everybody looks forward to it. And I think. Yeah. I think people who yeah. kind of look up to him a little bit too much, you know, and try to mimic every single thing he does, those are the people who get on my nerves because they don't do, you know.
Just be yourself whenever you make content. Be
your, yeah, be your,
be like
be your.
The poet.
It's, yeah, most of the time, authentic people that are genuine, like actually, I talk about both you two, right? I think you guys are both very authentic, and it makes your content very enjoyable to watch. And it makes it like even like from a company perspective, it's like that's why brands want to work with you guys mm-hmm. is because you're authentic and you know like you're just real and honest. And that's a trait that was really difficult to come by, at least just at the start of COVID. I feel like that was really tough to come by.
Absolutely. And I yeah. think and honestly, I think the people who have kind of branched off of Low and everybody, they are not. They're trying to be Low so much that they're not being authentic, like you said. I mean, they're like Low, take away the quality, take away the personality, take away the authenticity, take away everything good about Low, and just copy his exact video style and act like you can relate to him. That's
drop a name.
I'm not dropping a name there because there's so many. There's so many, and you know who you are. I've talked.
Stop
you know
the
I,
violence.
Yeah,
pretty back to like early Low following you. You started TikTok a year ago today.
Yeah, ooh.
One year ago. Yeah, got 121,000 followers.
Amazing accomplishment. I personally have like, not from a company perspective or like just an experience. Mm-hmm. Like, I used to make YouTube videos when I was like 12 years old until I was like 20. Yeah. I made YouTube videos. And I thought, man, this is never going to work out. It's never going to do anything. I never got close to, you know, I got halfway there to the 100K point. And I realized, I was like, man, there's no way this is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And people treat TikTok like, man, you know, you guys even talked about this in the last episode, right? I'd rather have 10K YouTube subscribers mm-hmm. than 100K on TikTok, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is just not true. Like, people discredit you guys, and you guys discredit yourself, too. You guys aren't realizing that. Do you know how many people fit in the largest stadium in the United States? The largest
100, 110, isn't it? 110?
Right. It's around 110. You guys can basically, all of your followers fill up, I think it's Mercedes-Benz Stadium, right?
No. It may be. I think it is.
Imagine that. All of your followers in one stadium. How massive that is. Yeah. And they all know.
They all know you.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that insane?
That's what I used to think about. Like
me and Brady's followers wouldn't even fit.
That's ridiculous, man. We'd have
a line out the door. Yeah.
Like, TikTok creators, you guys discredit yourself way too much. Even, like, from an industry perspective, right? There's so much integrity that brands are starting to work with TikTokers and TikTokers in general. Like, you too, don't discredit yourself. Don't disregard the fact that you guys can fill an entire stadium, all right?
Yeah.
You guys need to
understand that. I never thought about that.
Right? Or if you want to put it into a different perspective, probably about, what is it, like 50 of your high schools?
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, what? How big your high school is? Like, imagine that. And they all know you. That's insane.
Bro.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So stop discrediting yourself, you guys. And like, brands are starting to work with more people. So don't do that.
I think the reason
a lot of bigger brands are starting to come to TikTok as well.
Yeah.
I think the main reason.
Oh, my gosh, the effect.
Sorry to cut you off, Brady. It's because of people like you guys.
Mm-hmm.
That's why. It's because you've proved it worked.
Yeah, I think it's because it's new is why it gets discredited a lot. It's new. It doesn't. It's not easily monetizable, or is that a word? Something like that. Yeah. It's you can't really, like, TikTok pays like, what is it? It's
creator fund is dog.
$10 per 100,000 views. That's horrible.
Not even.
YouTube CPMS are like $3 per 1,000.
I'm in the creator fund. I don't know what type of legal stuff you can say. I haven't gotten my money yet.
Who's this?
I haven't gotten my money yet from my around like almost 4 million views total, like this past few days. I bet you I'll make like $70 or $80 for reaching almost 4 million people.
And I gotta go post videos to Snapchat, man.
No, dude.
Can we talk about Snapchat? Oh my
insane.
God. Insane. I don't understand it, dude. I don't have the content creator option.
Some of our fellow creators, guys, if you don't know, Snapchat released a spotlight feature, which has been very easy. Not easy, but you know what I mean. It's been easier to make money on that. And I'm not talking like a couple hundred. No. I'm talking like you can buy a car. Like, I'm,
yep.
You can buy a nice car.
Yeah, with this money.
Right, that way.
For a video that
just,
what
just
is it?
A random video.
Minimum for is 300,000 views on Snapchat. Do you know how ridiculous that is? TikTok would pay you like $30 for that. No, like 20,
dude,
15.
100,000 views does not equal $10. It equals like maybe 2.5, 3. Maybe.
No, I think, you know, we'll roll with that. It's close enough. When we get down to debating cents, you know they don't pay enough. That's the point.
It doesn't pay squat unless you're like Charli D'Amelio with other brand. She's working with what? Dunkin' Donuts has her own product.
Oh, I was going through the mall today. I saw her on the Hollister, like on the big jumbotron outside of Hollister.
He did not wait one more second. He ran right in the Hollister store.
Yeah, everyone wants to discredit her, hate her, like. Mm. She's an extremely talented businesswoman.
No,
she's
done it. Yeah, exactly. No, I think I defended her one time in a comment section. Someone said like, "Oh my gosh, Walt." Someone said that LMAO, you have no talent. If you can't get a million followers and be a multi-millionaire with no talent, maybe her talent isn't in certain areas, but they are in others, and that's the one that matters.
Yeah, I mean, no one's like. She's built a brand for herself. Like, okay, and even people say like, "Oh, you're not talented. You just dance." I mean, to be fair, she's pretty good at dancing. I'm not gonna lie here. When she actually tries, but no, shut up. I had a Chunkin fan account for like 3 months. I ran it with a bunch of my friends
in
like last March.
I was in that, dude.
Yeah. That was the second one. I had a first one with my girlfriend. Yeah, we're not. Oh, no.
Exposing yourself
to the iceberg.
A lot of creators watch our podcast, Brady. You know that?
Yeah.
We have a Discord with a few creators that we talk to and stuff. They're like, "Oh, wow, like, I actually enjoyed this episode. Like, I enjoyed watching." I'm like, "Oh, really?"
Yeah.
Like, thank you.
Really?
That's
but
awesome.
We need to hype ourselves up a little bit. I mean, if people enjoy watching us just talk for 40 minutes, I mean, hey, let them do them. Hey, and we enjoy making them, so.
That's sick, dude.
I think
this is deep, like, personality type stuff. Like, this isn't like you're just watching me to see the best preview for $1,000. I haven't made one of those videos.
Right.
Don't.
Right, right.
Like, this is like actually us.
That is also like, for me personally, I don't get the opportunity to do that, you know, or like to put my personality into things sometimes. And you guys do such a good job at that, you know, like it's very obvious to tell, like, this is an Ascend video, this is a Brady video, and whatnot. Like, and when people copy your guys' style or like the way that you talk, you know, your review product, it's so obvious.
It is. Yeah.
Like, you guys do such a good job at that.
Everyone that's been successful on the app has their own style, and you know.
Yeah, everyone's different.
Oh, this isn't even on our topic board, but you know, this is like something that has been appearing a lot more as Carter specifically has been becoming a lot more successful. People trashing on the dude for literally being successful, like, Carter doesn't know everything. Carter, stop listening to Carter on all this. And I agree, there are like Carter fanboys and stuff, but that's for everyone. Everyone has fanboys who are just going to listen to whatever they say.
Again, it's just a negative hate.
He can't control that. He knows that, like, some of these people that follow him are like, he knows that they are wrong. But, like, he can't control, like, what other people say.
Exactly. No, of course not. It's back to Charlie DeMille getting hated on. We look at the comments the wrong way. That we X, Y, and Z. You know, it all just comes back to this idea that people are always going to hate. They're always going to be the loudest minority group on the platform, right? Is like the haters. Yeah. Because the haters, there's not going to be more haters than, you know, people telling you good things. It's just that's the way we look at it. Mm. And it's our brains telling us, you know, like the hate thing, right? Like Sen said, it's going to stick with us. It's going to stick with you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that stands out more than any positivity that can go in your comments. I mean, no matter who you are, unless you've done this, like, you have to have legitimate, crazy experience. Because the TikTok delete a comment feature, great feature. Love it. Gotta say, I use it every day.
I have used it 3 times.
Yeah, no, I literally have deleted your comments because they're just stupid. I've deleted your comments because they're just so bad.
You deleted one yesterday?
Yeah.
Dang it, dude. That was funny.
Yeah, believe it or not, I only delete obscure racist or just people being awful. All of those things qualify for that, but that's the only time I'll delete it because I kind of like getting feedback, you know, like for other people to see too. It's almost like a layer of authenticity, you know.
Yeah,
I get deleting comment things and whatnot. I'm not saying I disagree. I'm just saying from a brand perspective that you can't really delete comments as a brand. You know, if somebody says negative, I mean, you can, but you got to be careful. Mm. You're one thing away from doing something bad to your company, right? Like, you just got to be careful. You have to know, you know, and that's why approval and whatnot is so good.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and I know that kind of when you first started working at ASUS, like in this department of content creation, did you get nervous about the approval layers that you had to go through? Like, is this good enough?
Totally. But, you know, like, my company has started to trust me a lot more. They believed in me. That was the biggest thing. They like believed in me and like kind of like, all right, you know, like, here's this, like, how do you think this will work? You know, you know, this is your job. Like, tell us, you know, like, what do you think? And, you know, I have just such an amazing boss, great team of people that I work with that, you know, I want to get them more on the TikTok platform. I want to start working on other platforms too. I write content articles now for ROG.
Yeah.
I also edited a YouTube video for them. You know, I love doing more and more stuff, but that's a good question, Brady. I think I'm always nervous, like, no matter what.
Yeah.
What if this is embarrassing?
Yeah.
When you become close with coworkers and, like, you know, your team, like, it's so easy. It's like working with, you know, like you working with Ascent. He's literally a teammate. He's going to give you direct, honest feedback.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
A little bit too honest, honestly.
Work out.
yeah, sure, mate.
Yeah. I'm not. Shut up, Ascent.
Brady works out a lot. Boy, like every single day, dude.
Go play ball.
Almost.
Cutting season.
Almost every day. There you go, Brady.
Don't hate on my workouts. I'm not going to Planet Fitness either. If you go to Planet Fitness and you're listening to this, stop listening. Get off the podcast. No one likes you. You go to Planet Fitness.
Or do you not like people that are trying to better themselves?
Yeah.
Not if they go to Planet Fitness.
Okay. No, I'm still sure.
Bro,
let me ring the no judgment zone bell.
That's them. Oh, I hate Planet Fitness.
Okay, thank you. Thanks, Ased. Thanks, man.
Dude. No, Brian, back to the comments thing. I think it's cool. Like, I scroll through your comments all the time. Just, like, see what's happening. Like, you respond to, like, a fair amount of them.
Yeah, I try.
I know it's hard when you get hundreds and thousands of them. But, like, just responding to even a few can, like, show, like, oh, this brand is actually trying to get in touch with people that buy their product or looking to buy their product. They actually kind of care on, like, a lot of brands.
I want to say, like, that's the way I'm looking at it. It's like, man, I'm just trying to think, like, I think the best way to look at, like, a comment section, right, is, like, a direct way to interact with people, because they'll get the opportunity to not, like, or, like, to see, like, hey, I just purchased this motherboard, right, and I love it, and I'll say, like, dude, that's awesome, because I think that is awesome.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that, like, they get a second point of communication. They got the product, they got it in, and now they get to talk to a brand. I get to talk to them back. That's so fun.
Yeah.
That, like, is literally so cool.
I'm sure for them too, like, you definitely made a few kids' days
by replying
their comment. Dude, I remember when in the same day, all right, this was crazy. All right, same day, Brian used my audio in an Asus video.
Oh yeah.
After that, he followed me back. Brian, and then
used your audio, unfollowed you.
later that night, Brady and Brian were in a call together. I didn't know who. I knew he was, but he didn't have his camera on. I'm like, who the heck is this? I was talking for like 10 minutes. He turned on his camera. I'm like, what?
No,
it's like all in one day. That was a good day.
It's just good
day. Made my day.
People just forget, like, I'm a gamer too. I like to play video games. You know, that's just it.
Another 21-year-old guy.
Yeah. It is what it is.
Back on the topic of your job, because we veered off for a little bit there with the Planet Fitness thing, so I'm trying to get it back on topic.
Freaking a lunk alarm or something.
Stop. What are Stop.
You know, someone manually rings that too. Like, someone actually takes time out of their day to walk over and click the lunk alarm.
Stop. All right, Brian, what are some other companies that you get to work with that you like, that Asus closely works with, and you get to experience some of their products and work with them closely that you truly enjoy? You know?
God. Okay. Wow. Some of the products. Okay. I'm just going to talk about the most recent project I got to work on. It was the 011 Dynamic Snow Edition.
Oh.
Yeah. That was so fun being able to build in that case and provide assets for them. Because I knew I got an early sample of this, like a way earlier sample. Because if you guys don't know, all the cases that were supposed to be mailed out were on the ship that got stuck in the Suez Canal.
No way.
Yeah.
Are you familiar?
Yeah. No way.
Yeah. So that's why it was delayed. The launch was delayed, if you guys didn't know. But yeah. Yeah.
Yo, that's crazy.
So I was providing assets for them to, like, post, right, for their social media, like, that they were going to use my PC as pictures to help promote this product. Mm. And I was like, man, like, this is so fun. This is so exciting. Like, now we have more time, you know, all this stuff. But I think that, you know, working with DePoets for that launch, that was so fun. Like, we got to do, you know, get to see this product, you know, a case that I genuinely love. I think the 011 Mini is an amazing case. I don't care what anyone says, overused, whatever. Well, there's a reason it is. One, it's beautiful. Yeah. Two, the airflow is fantastic. Don't listen to anyone that says that's bad airflow. That's just false. And the options to customize the case. Like, I have a 360 AAO and a tiny case. Like, it's amazing. With an ATX motherboard. Like, come on.
Bro, the true question is, are you going to be buying the Leon Lee 011 Amazon package skin?
Dude,
I saw that was
cool.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. I
think it was Evolve Skins. They made that really cool. It's just I have the Snow Edition. I can't touch it.
Yeah,
can't be covered. Yeah.
I can't.
Tomorrow, I'm about to order
rare
the,
too.
Yeah,
guys, I'm saying it here now. If this podcast gets 1,000 views, I will be wrapping my 011 in the Amazon skin, the Amazon box skin.
You better do it.
I will.
You better follow through.
How much is it?
It's like $1,000 on YouTube.
$50.
Bro, it's that goal. Yeah, I'll do it.
No, we're
sitting
by the claim. Oh my
god. I'll do it. No, I'll do it. Seriously, okay. 1,000 views? Okay. I'll do it. Yeah, come on.
I think that's great. Great, like, product marketing too. Like, you could make a great video out of that. I know Evolve Skins has a TikTok. Why don't you reach out to them?
Hey, guys, even better. Even better. I will definitely be. If this podcast does not reach 1,000 views, if this video does not reach 1,000 views, I'll still have an Amazon wrap on my 011.
Don't worry. But,
yeah, that's besides the point. You know,
pretty sick.
Yeah.
Do you want to ask a question, Asen? I'll ask this one. Brian, have you ever played Fortnite before?
I played 2 games in my whole life.
How did you go through the whole phase and not played it?
It's the same thing with Florida. I'm trying my hardest never to go there.
Why though? It doesn't make sense. Florida's a great place.
I've never been to Florida. You know, and I also did the same thing with Fortnite. I played a lot of PUBG. Also, I was in college. I was like working my butt off. I was in a fraternity. It was a business fraternity. It's not the fraternity you think. It's like an actual business one. Yeah. But I was really busy during that time. I think I'm really busy now. I just figured out how to manage my time a lot better.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
I just don't get how you did that, Brian. I'll be honest here. Like, no peer pressure or anything. Like, because it was the coolest
thing. He played two games.
Played two games? Yeah.
Was it, like, at somebody's house or something? Or did you just...
I had the one. I downloaded it for a video. The video, you know, it's like, oh, my screen cracked. Like, it's the Justin.
Oh, and there's the Justin one. Yeah.
I had to download Fortnite for that video. I remember talking to Colin Wasson because I was like downloading it. I was like, Colin, I can't believe I'm doing this. I hate my life. And then I gave it. I downloaded it on my Switch to play at a party one time. It's stupid.
That party.
Yo, what a party! Hit some duo. Oh my god. Asen, how was your party last week?
Great. Did you know you wanted
when the host
have y'all not seen that? Brian, did you ever think like as like
you're trying to someone skip that's the topic.
Like 50 yeah. Yeah. Did you know someone like
stop.
Like when you were my age, did you ever think you'd be where you are now?
Yes. Okay. So when I was your age, I was 15, whatever, I built my first computer. I made, you know, the whole Micro Center bus thing, right? I talk about the first PC I ever built. I totally bricked it. It didn't work at all. But when I was your age, damn, I was going to San Diego Comic-Con. I was a total nerd. I played water polo at my high school. And like, I felt so lost. Like I thought, you know, like, you know, passion and video games and passion in PC gaming, like, where is this going to take me, you know? And I sat through all of high school not knowing what I was going to do. I thought I was going to go into the military. So grateful. I didn't, nothing against it, I'm just saying. I have come to a realization that, you know, the whole follow your dreams thing, it's not pretty. It's extremely difficult. And you have to do things you're uncomfortable with. But when you do those uncomfortable things, man, do you learn so much. Like for me personally, I never thought I would be working at the front desk, you know, but I loved it. I loved what I did. I met people, like, for example, like somebody from X, Y, and Z company would walk through the door. Well, now I talk to them in meetings. It's a whole different experience now. And they're like, aren't you the guy at the front desk? I'm like, no, I don't do that anymore. You know, like that is such a weird thing for me to say, but I just like people that are 18, 19, 17, 16, whatever. It is possible. You don't think it is, but it is. You have to work hard, and man, you have to be uncomfortable. Because at the start of COVID, I know all of my peers, like not all, but most of my peers just said, hey, you know, like I'm going to take unemployment. I thought I was going to get fired. I was going to get fired because nobody needs a front desk during a pandemic. Lucky enough, Asus was kind enough to give me a position in social media. And they're like, hey, see what you can do. Whatever. But I had to do it because I wanted to, and I knew I would be uncomfortable. The same way that when I was 16 going to work at In-N-Out, I was uncomfortable.
Yeah,
I was so uncomfortable with grinding at a job after school. It sucked. But man, did I learn so much about customer service.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one thing I'm glad, like, I've slowly realized, like, if I can just keep doing what I'm doing, I don't need a high school job. I don't need to go to work after school to make money because I want to spend some at college or something like that.
Yeah.
I can just do it. I can do what I'm already doing. And well, I did this for free for, like, 4 or 5 months. I didn't get paid a dime. I just enjoy doing it.
Yeah. I think that it's part of the grind, right? Grind, unironically.
Yeah. Dog wilding.
Yeah, dog wilding back there. I got it censored, the back end. I know she's... so...
nice one.
Yeah. I know... Ascend, probably, if you do, if you're making a lot of money. I know Twitch is a great... She's going to open that door by herself. Great job, mine. there she goes.
Going to get us demonetized, Brian.
You're gonna get you guys
demonetized. Is this allowed?
Anyways, it is possible, right? Like, content creation, whatever. Mm-hmm. I did content creation. I never thought my YouTube editing skills would come in handy. I never thought any of that was going to be useful. I use it every day in my job. You know, I love what I do, and I'm so lucky to be doing that, to work in a job I love, and even better for a company that I love too.
Absolutely. So, and yeah. I think a lot of, like, there's a bunch of people now who are making content through TikTok. Like, Hardware is like, he wants to do something in the field of what he's doing right now because he enjoys it.
Help PCs
and do it.
Yes, yes.
Then just do it. Like,
for he's working on it. Trust me.
To get your foot in the door anywhere. If it's working at the front desk, meeting people, that's what you got to do. Do it.
Get yourself in.
He's
yeah. truly, he is, you know, I have a lot of respect for Hardware because of how, like, he really takes, like, he's at a pivotal point in his life right now where he's deciding, you know, this.
He wants to go to college.
Yeah, college, where, job, whatever. Everything. And he's been what very open do? About this. Yeah, like,
we talked
he's,
to him a lot.
Yeah, he's... You know, he's done a great job, and I think a lot of people who do this kind of stuff now, there's going to be a lot more job opportunities to do stuff like this in the upcoming
totally.
Years.
As more brands start to see that this is the future of marketing, that the next thing that involves the future of marketing is heavily, heavily pivotal on Gen Z and youth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you guys, for example, right? Like you may stop creating content, you know, after high school or whatnot, but you will take those skills that you've learned mm-hmm. with you for the rest of your life. And if there's an opportunity for you guys to do anything creative with a digital marketing, step up, you know.
Yeah.
Always, always, always keep moving forward. Every opportunity. I suck at writing, but I had to teach myself how to write. Mm-hmm. And RG taught me how to write. And now I publish, you know, like articles with them like at least once a month now. It's been great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's just unbelievable that like all of the things that I was terrified of, I do regularly now. There are so many things that, yeah, I'm terrible at now, but I'm working on it, and I have to keep moving forward, because if you stay stagnant in whatever position you're in, you know, if you guys stay stagnant on TikTok, you don't, you know, want to do anything else, right? A lot of people are going to YouTube, a lot of people doing this and that, right? You know, there's always opportunities to learn and do more. You will fail.
Yeah.
I guarantee you will fail on whatever you do, like, but you're going to learn so much from that, and then that's when you start to be successful. You know, like for me personally, I had to make tons of YouTube channels in the past until one blew up and I stopped posting and I deleted it. I made another one, deleted it, whatnot. But, you know, it took me time and effort and learning, and those skills apply to my job today. And that's nuts.
Yeah.
That's nuts. Yeah.
It's helped you tons, I guarantee. Yeah. Like you said, like you never thought your editing skills would come in handy for a job, like a legitimate job. I mean.
Yeah,
you wouldn't. I mean, I don't. I know. Ascend has like, I seriously want. I want to do this through high school. I want to make an okay income early, save up. You know, do what I need to do. I have like hopes in this field of stuff. Like, I want to create content, and I want to expand out everywhere. But I don't know. Ascend, what do you want to do? You want to? I know you don't want to do YouTube.
Well, like when I like in goal, kind of like, oh, like
here's my suggestion for both of you. Mm-hmm. You guys may be a little young, but like I still just start recommend make a LinkedIn.
Yeah,
make a LinkedIn. That is so hard to do at your age, but the fact that you have 100K people following you, put that on your LinkedIn. Say you're a content creator, that you open the work with brands, and then start talking to brands, start building relationships. The same way that The Poets is featured on EK's website right now.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. That, yeah.
yeah. amazing stuff, but like, it's just about, you know, networking. Like, you guys should go to CES next year. I 100% am for that. Mm-hmm. Like, you guys should go to CES and start talking to people. So hard to do networking.
CES going to be in person?
Next year, I believe so.
Is it California?
Vegas.
Ooh.
Where are you trying to go?
Yes, bro. You know how sick that would be? Okay, no.
That'd be so fun.
Everyone watching the podcast right now, me and Ascend, we have plans to do something this summer and meet up. Something, whatever it is. We were discussing Nashville. We were discussing not St. Louis because it's crusty.
No, please don't come here. Please don't come here, dude.
No, I'm not.
I strongly recommend do not come here.
Yeah, but we want to do something this summer, and that's going to be a good opportunity. First of all, we want to pull a couple other people down, like, I don't want to put out names because they may say no, but we want to maybe get a couple other people to come. All right, then you know what? Sure. But you know, we want to get a couple other people to come, and I feel like that's going to be big. I love being one of the first people to do something, because how many meetups have there been on TikTok?
We're like one of the first people to start a podcast on TikTok.
I think we are the first
in our sort of realm.
Yeah, I mean, except for
first one that I'm aware of.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, and that's a big step. I love that. That's sick.
Yeah.
I love
it. You guys are doing more, you know? Mm-hmm. You're not staying stagnant. You're branching out. You're trying new things, because these speaking skills, right? Like, when I go on a podcast for ROG, or if I go on a show for, like, Newegg, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, terrifying. I'm absolutely scared every time. But I've learned how to talk. I've learned how to do these things because I failed. Because I've done embarrassing things on stream by accident, or, like, got too carried away or something like that, right? It's all skills that you guys have. You just don't know it.
I'm telling you, a lot of your guys' feedback on the podcast has really, really helped us improve.
Hey, those Discord DMs and stuff I've gotten, like, hey, I like it, or hey, you can improve this here. Awesome. If you have any suggestions, please, like, DM me somewhere. Like, just reach out to me. Hey, I think you could do this better a little bit, or do that. Please, tell me. I would love it.
In general, both of criticism. Us love feedback, especially on stuff that we're just now trying.
Yeah, we're new to this.
You could literally tell me the podcast sucks, and I'll say why, and I'll improve it. I won't get mad at it on the podcast. That's the only reason I get mad about TikTok hate comments, is because I think I know what I'm doing, and then somebody tries to attack you for it with 6 followers, and I'm like, okay, really?
I know no content. I'm like, yeah. Who are you, bro? Who are you?
I don't mind simple stuff, but if you're like, bro, you talk way too slow, and then another dude's saying, oh, you talk too fast. I can't be bothered, dude. But... I think we are going to start wrapping it up. This has been our longest podcast yet. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you, Brian. This has been a very interesting time. And I feel like this was a solid podcast, but I wanted to hear from you guys.
I like this one.
To let me and Ascend know how you liked it. Make sure to let us know on our Spotify. What is it? Spotify chats thingy. There's like a feedback thing at the top.
Spotify chat. What the heck is that?
You not know what Spotify? Okay, guys, if you're listening on Spotify, swipe up. There should be a form that should ask you for feedback. Give us a rating. Let us know what you think. If you're listening on Google Podcasts, Pandora Podcasts, we're on everything. We're on everything. So just let us know how you like it. If you're on YouTube, like, dislike, comment. You know, do what you need to do.
Yeah, but drop a little comment.
We definitely appreciate you guys watching. We appreciate your time, Brian. This has been a great podcast. And Ascend, next week, we don't know who we're going to have on. But make sure to follow our Instagrams for insight on, you know, when the next podcast episode's coming out. Because
every single time we post our story, dude, I post personal stuff on Instagram.
Yeah.
Exclusive same content.
You want to be there for podcast updates. And, I appreciate you guys watching, listening. Make sure to have a great day. I appreciate you guys listening. Okay. And bye.